In just 2 weeks, President Robert Mugabe has been to Japan and Namibia to attend the World Conference on Disaster Risk Reduction and President Hage Geingob's inauguration, respectively. And barely 48 hours after that, Mr. Mugabe was packing his bags again, this time heading north to Algeria for a state visit. Add to that, the president has been on the plane since January when he came back from holiday in Singapore and headed straight to Zambia for President Edgar Lungu's inauguration. He then went to the African Union in Addis Ababa in Ethiopia, where he assumed the chairmanship of the Pan-African Organization. From there, he went back to Harare for a few days before jet-setting again, this time to pick up his ailing wife from Singapore, where she was being treated. For a 91-year-old, that's a lot of air miles and jet lag, leading him to tell a gathering at Gutama Mission, his former school, at the weekend, that he had only slept for 2 hours due to his travels from Namibia back to Harare before leaving again for Algeria. President Mugabe has always had a penchant to travel, but what is setting social media on fire is more of concern of his age and the money that is being cobbled on all these trips. The Opposition Movement for Democratic Change last week said the country with a sliding economy is now on autopilot. Southern African Political and Economic Series Director Ipo Mandaza explains why people are unhappy about the president's trips.
It's just incredible. It's becoming a spectacle now, really. Embarrassing. Inexplicable. There seems to be no one to stop it. I think it's his own personal passion for traveling, kind of burning out himself in the process. That's how it is. Someone needs to stop it.
He says ZANU-PF is overusing Mr. Mugabe, who is the world's oldest president.
Those close to him in government, don't they realize that they're killing the old man? Well, allowing him to kill himself. I would advise him against travel at his age and given his worst state of health. I would advise that he should take into account the cost to the nation, particularly at a time when the country is going through the most difficult period since independence economically.
Regional MTC renewal leader Albert Mhlanga echoes the same sentiments, adding that the president should not commit himself to many of these international political engagements.
Our president actually can postpone some of these meetings. It is not a mandatory, it is not a force that he must attend all meetings. You can see our country is in trouble.
He says these trips have affected all crucial ZANU-PF Politburo and cabinet meetings.
It is unfortunate that our president is no longer running our country. Instead of our president actually chairing the cabinet, he will also chair the Politburo, which actually is not separate from the cabinet. The ZANU-PF party, nobody is sharing everything. So it means every day, every week of our life, there is nothing going on in Zimbabwe in terms of business.
Other critics believe that the president's trips are cobbling millions of dollars in a country where the lowest paid state worker gets just over $300 a month. The Treasury Department was not at liberty to discuss this issue. Mr. Mugabe's spokesman, George Aramba, was not available for comment. Mr. Mugabe's backers are adamant that he was mandated by the people who elected him in the 2013 presidential election to perform local and international duties. Party activist and political commentator Fidelis Fengo says the president's critics are wrong.
We need to understand that the president is currently the chairman of the African Union, which then gives him responsibility over each and every other African nation that we have. Whatever problems an African country might be facing, the president is supposed to be there in his capacity as chairman of the AU. He's supposed to ensure that the continent has resources that it needs, among other things. This is in itself a very busy title, which requires him to travel a lot.
He further says some of these trips are beneficial to the people of Zimbabwe. Political analyst Professor Shadrack Kuto of the University of South Africa says President Mugabe is working for his nation, the African Union, and SADC.
Also chairperson of the SADC, the chairperson of the AU. And when people look at that, they think, oh, Mugabe is becoming very popular and so on. That is what he would tell the people. In politics, you turn those around to say, I'm very popular.
He adds that in some cases, Mr. Mugabe is engaging in these trips to look for friends, although Zimbabweans are paying for almost all these trips.
He would be selecting where he goes, where he will be welcome, those countries.
Indications are that President Mugabe is set to travel on AU and SADC business soon after leaving Algeria. This is expected to generate more anger among his critics while boosting his political base at home, which seems to be cheering what they say is clear endorsement on the continent and beyond for a veteran leader in his heydays. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Gibbs Dube.